John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta is going to join us. Before we bring him on, I want to remind everybody, we have our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway. It's a $250 gift card. You can use it, watch a little football, basketball, hockey, soccer playoffs. Watch it at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. If you want to win, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you could win the Dave & Buster's gift card right there. John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and I always remind you, if you're looking for some Canes gear, and I don't know why you wouldn't be in FSU week, you head over to Caneswear in Davie or check them out online at caneswear.com. John Michaels can be heard on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You know, listening to this show, he's a huge Hurricanes fan. I said to Crowder, he's probably as annoyed with his Falcons as we are with our Dolphins. So let's talk Canes FSU week and get it underway with John Michaels. Hello, John.
Well, the first stop when we land is from Fort Lauderdale Airport. We're literally driving directly to Caneswear. I understand it's an orange out. I can't go to the game with old gear, so I'll be getting some new gear from Brett and the crew over there. That's my first stop. Second stop will probably be Twin Peaks right down the street, and then God only knows where the day is going to take us from Friday evening into Sunday. I just know a seminal ass whooping is in between there somewhere, because Miami about to beat them like it's the 1980s again.
Yes, I'm feeling that. Here's the thing. Now, tell me if you felt the same way. I was nervous going into Saturday's game against Louisville. And the Canes looked so good. But that was the game that I thought might be the stumble on the schedule.
Louisville plays really good offense. Jeff Brohm really ate Lance Guidry's lunch last year in a 38-31 loss. And I thought they had weapons and enough South Florida kids, Don Chaney, Ja'Cory Brooks, kids that had transferred up there that were really going to take that game personally. But my goodness, Miami's offense is so good. Even with a mediocre defense right now, I never feel that we're going to be out of it. I always feel like, hey, get a stop or two, and Cam Ward and this amazing group on the offensive side of the ball is going to score enough. Truthfully, if you go back and look at that Louisville game, while the final score looks like, okay, it was really close, we give up a kick return and a fumble in a matter of like two plays. They score a late touchdown when the game is out of reach. And outside of that, we never really were threatened to lose the football game. But I agree with you. Going into that one, it was a little nerve-wracking. I was just ready for this week because I sat there through 45-3 2 years ago in Hard Rock Stadium. I drove a round trip last year. I left my house at 7 a.m. and got home at 2 a.m. to watch us lose on a Tyler Van Dyke interception. And on my birthday 3 years ago was that stupid 4th-and-14 when I say payback is going to be sweet. It's going to be sweet to watch those Seminole dorks walk their sorry asses out of Hard Rock Stadium with their 7th loss in 8 games. How great does that sound?
Yeah.
And yes, the offense is very explosive. Cam Ward is amazing. You know, I'm an honorary Cane this year because my Gators aren't that good. No, John, no concern. I'm not going to be the negative guy. No concern for a defense that gave up 1,000 yards plus in 3 games. I think it's 400, 450, 370 to VTech, Cal, and Louisville. Oh, it's just a shootout. We know we're going to have a shootout. Let's have a shootout.
No, it's a lot of concern because the goal is to win a national championship. I mean, what's going on right now is sweet. You're 7-0. You're ranked 6th in the AP poll. You're feeling great. But if you're there and you're going to be a playoff team, why not dare to dream bigger to win a national title? I don't think you're good enough. You're not even close to good enough right now defensively to win a national championship. There's been so many blown assignments, so many missed tackles, so many opportunities to get off the field. I think they had 2 pass interference penalties on 4th down on Saturday against Louisville. Yeah, it's a huge concern. I've watched the secondary regress from week 1 to where they are now, to where I'm questioning everybody that's on the field, including Daryl Porter, who I thought was going to be a lockdown corner this year. Something's got to give, and I don't know what it is. You know, I've thought about, do you start playing younger kids? Does Zaquan Patterson need to be a starter? Probably. Do you need to change up and put Daryl Porter back outside at corner where he was and live with somebody else in the slot? Probably. Do you maybe need to play some more zone in behind what's a really good 4-man defensive pressure? Yeah, I think you need to do some of that. Everything's on the table. The good thing is you play 2 mediocre offenses the next 2 weeks in Florida State and Duke. Try to get it right somehow. Figure out what you can do, because the goal is not only to be 12-0 during the regular season, it's to win 4 more games and win a national title before this is all over with.
You know, I'm with you, obviously. I went to UM in the late 80s. This feels like, and to Crowder's point of, you know, the defense giving up a lot of points, this feels like those teams where didn't matter how many points you were down or gave up, you were going to be able to outscore them at the end. But FSU is terrible. There's no question about it. Canes are a 3-touchdown favorite for a reason. Cam Ward, odds-on Heisman Trophy winner on Vegas odds. I mean, everything is in line, as you said at the beginning of the segment, for a Canes ass-kicking Saturday night at Hard Rock Stadium. Should we proceed with some caution, though, because weird things happen in rivalry games?
No. If this okay. game,
I just wanted, I wanted to double check because I agree with you.
Something is really, really wrong if this game is close. Florida State's on quarterback 3, 4, 6. I don't know. They brought the Luke Kromenhawk kid in. I had heard Brock Glenn was the savior. Then he went out and threw a couple of yanks. They only scored against Duke on a kick return. If this game is close, we have problems. They scored 20 points once in a game, and that was in Ireland, 7 continents away, all the way back in August when the season they thought they were going to be pretty good. You know, you look at this, offensively, they're terrible. Defensively, I still have to laugh that ESPN the first week of the season said they have the best defensive line in college football. I've watched them get pushed around more than a kid about to get in a fight in a second grade lunch. I mean, they are getting shoved all over the field. We got big, nasty, mean defensive linemen who are going to make life miserable for the quarterback. We have a great offensive line who lets Cam Ward sit back there and have a sandwich anytime he wants to get back and throw the football. Now all of a sudden, Damian Martinez is running like a bowling ball, just knocking folks over left and right. It bet not be close. All I know is in the fourth quarter, I want Mario and Michael Irvin making all these crazy faces on the sideline, Lamar Thomas threatening people and doing whatever. I want a 40-point win. I'm not going to lie. I want to beat them by 40 or more like we did in the COVID year when we had their guys pulling their jerseys over their face because they were so embarrassed about how damn bad they are.
And, John, these two teams went separate ways because last year Florida State was arguing, you know, they should have been in the college football playoffs, and the Canes were mediocre. Now the Canes are number 6 in the nation, and Florida State is a high school team. Is it the kids? Because the addition of Cam Ward is the easy out. Florida State would be that they lost their quarterback. Now they can't play. But to your point, it's one guy. Either way, if you want to say that. Or is it really just I'm not going deep enough to look into the Jimmys and Joes and I'm giving the coaches too much credit?
No, I think it's a mix of all of it. The quarterback is huge. I mean, the confidence that Miami has now with somebody as cool, calm, and collective as Cam Ward back there, as opposed to Tyler Van Dyke. And I don't want to crap on him, but my goodness, how many times did he throw an interception in really bad situations where the game was on the line and he threw it to the wrong color jersey? Cam, I have full confidence when he has the ball that he's going to get it done. Jordan Travis, while he started as a terrible quarterback, his maturation at Florida State and growth was something that was unbelievable to watch. I mean, the kid went from a guy that couldn't complete a forward pass to one of the best quarterbacks in college football. And what he did last year was nothing short of amazing. But I think there's a chemistry issue going on up there. You bring in so many portal kids, and kids are getting these million-dollar NIL deals. Eventually, the give-a-damn factor goes away. And once they lost a couple of games early, close to Georgia Tech, close to Boston College, I got $1 million in my bank account. I'm going to go to the NFL eventually. How much do I care what Mike Norvell really has to say? And that's the real delicate balance, I think, that's gone wrong for Florida State this year. They remind me of Michigan State about 3 years back under Mel Tucker. Mel Tucker went 10-2. They came into Hard Rock Stadium and beat the ever-loving hell out of Miami with Kenneth Walker and Peyton Thorne and a couple other guys that went to the NFL. And then the next year he tried to replicate that, and they lost, and then he got in his own trouble and got fired. Mike Norvell tried to replicate it. He brought in the wrong quarterback. You have a bunch of me guys up there, and they brought in a bunch of kids who were, I don't want to say failures, who weren't living up to the hype at other schools. And now all of a sudden they get to Florida State and you realize maybe these kids can't play. Miami's done it the right way. It's high school recruiting and then a mix of portal kids in there to augment some of the places you need to have done.
UMFSU week, there's no better way to kick it off than with John Michaels, the most passionate UM guy. UM, 5 in the nation, undefeated, 3-point three touchdown favorites over FSU Saturday night. Cam Ward, like I said, Heisman Trophy candidate. Has the season exceeded your expectations?
No, because I thought we'd be undefeated right now. I truly did. I thought you might lose a game somewhere. So I guess in that point, yeah, it has a little bit. The excitement level on Saturdays has. I mean, my heart rate doesn't come down until Monday after some of the games we played over the last 3 weeks. But the expectation for me was always to be in Charlotte. It was always to be in the playoffs. And I said at the beginning of the year, the absolute floor for this team was two losses. So I think it's right in line with what I thought it was going to be. Now let's finish the drill. You should be favored by a lot in the last six or last five games. And let's get to Charlotte against Clemson. I might need y'all's QAM hookup at that point because my wife's about to kill me with the amount of money that we're spending on tickets to go to football games. Let's finish the drill with Clemson and let's get to a college football playoff where Miami's name is back amongst all the SEC shining lights. And it just feels great to be there again.
I don't want to jinx us. Because I'm an us guy now, John. I'm an us guy now.
When did that start to happen? Game one? Did that start to happen game one about second half?
Yeah, once they started Graham Mertz, I said, yeah, I got to find somebody else with a quarterback to cheer for. Is it Clemson? Because they're not shabby. I think they're top 10 right now as well. Did Clemson get back right? Because I know they lost one early, but they can still play.
Yeah, they look good. The growth for Cade Klubnik has been really good. I still want to see them play against somebody. I know people are going to say Miami's had no strength of schedule. Clemson's schedule outside of Georgia is significantly worse than Miami's. I think they have Virginia Tech coming up next week, which will be a good barometer for where they are. I know they still have Louisville somewhere down the road, if I'm not mistaken, but I still think it's a collision course with Miami and Clemson. And then you beat them, you're really starting to gain respect. I think the one thing for the Canes, Crowder, to go back, you can't slip up. The polls are telling us right now that if Miami loses a game before the regular season comes to an end, they're going to have to win the ACC championship game to get in because, for whatever reason, losses in the SEC don't count. Missouri can lose by 60 and they fall five spots. I promise Miami loses a game, they're going to tumble about 15 spots on out of there. So we need to take care of business, get some get back against Clemson. Even though we beat them last year, I was at that ACC championship game that ended 38-3, and it was not pretty. It was a long drive home from Charlotte to work a Falcons game that next morning.